Most of wealthy people, they very polite, they very kind, they very warm. You meet them, you feel like tomorrow they can do a lot of things for you. How even the way they use the word, how even the way they touch you on the shoulder, which part is the right way, how they hug you, how the angle of the leg, the head they hug you, how was the kissing on the cheek have to be a right angle. Everything you have to be not too much but not too little. So how do you master that, right? So you have to say no with a lot of things, because the yes will come in the right time, and you have to be preparing to say yes to that opportunity, to that friend, to that business partner, to that boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, and to even life opportunity, right? So learn how to say no and have a boundary, which is a harder thing that I have to train over the years.
Not just having, but keeping that boundary.
It is.
I think that one's the hardest. A lot of people, they say, oh, I cannot take this, I cannot take that, I will not. But then when it time comes, especially somebody that you really love and treasure and that is precious to you, it's hard to say no.
Exactly.
And that one is, I think it's, okay, it helps you become higher value, because by saying no to certain things that you know is not good for you, or that's going to take time away from things you need to do.
Yeah.
By saying no to that, you free your energy and your time up, so you can actually do activities that is going to add value to your life. Whatever that is, whether it's going for self-development courses, whether it's spending time with people that recharge you.
Mm.
And not take away your energy, because we have friends like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to have friends like that to take my energy away.
Yeah. So what do you will get and don't get? I will tell you the good and the bad thing about that. The good thing is, if you really, really attract people to your life, as a high value person, you will attract only the people with your quality. Trust me, this I'm guaranteed.
It will need time, but you will get that.
It is. The negative thing, which is the thing that you may not get, is you don't have much friend anymore.
That is true.
But and I will tell you this, and you have to be ready for this, because a lot of girls come to me, because in my other YouTube channel, I have a lot of younger look up to me, right? And when younger look up to me, the standard sentence they comment always in my video is, oh, I want to be like you. Can you teach me to be like you? I say, you may not want to be me as the moment you know how much you have to learn to be me, right? You have to feel humble in front of wealthy people. At the same time, you have to have a thick skin to ask them and learn from them. At the same time, you have to have a courage to change your behavior, change your language. Change your language is important, because all these people are very sharp in the ear. Active listening. Your brain has to be always consistent learning. You have to bring yourself to the uncomfortable situation, bring to the different place where you meet a people with very high knowledge, high skill, not only in terms of finance, but they are investing all the source and other part of their life, like relationship, children, business partner, society, which means contribute back to the world. At the same time, they have big dream and vision. If you don't have all this, you sit with all these people, you learn nothing from them, and they also sit nothing from you, you will never make anything happen.
They will think that you're a waste of their time.
It is, right? They can polite to you, don't get me wrong, okay?
Yeah, they're not
most rude. Of wealthy people, they very polite, they very kind, they very warm. You meet them, you feel like tomorrow they can do a lot of things for you. But it's not, they have a boundary. The boundary is very clear. Kindness doesn't mean that I'm stupid. If you're lazy and if you don't improve yourself, I can easy to move this deal, which is the whole package of who am I as a person to be with you, to the next person. Because they're so confident in themselves that I will attract better people than you. I will attract more and more people like my value. So why am I wasting time with you? Yes, I get it. You are a good human being, but doesn't mean that I own you anything.
Yes.
Because true. When you bring to the table at the business, and let's talk about every relationship in life, because I'm not talking about love. Love is different. Love is something that the person you love do think that annoying you, you still have to love them for who they are. But relationship is a contract. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go out and you marry a prince or a princess, it's a contract between two countries that I want to keep this relationship because we want something for our country together. You get what I mean? So if you learn a knowledge to be a valuable woman, high value woman, you have to know that you will be a accessory for a man to go out to show off. Okay, we're talking about woman right now. So what did he show off about you? First, your intelligence. And then your beauty, your charm. Okay, your confidence. You're sexy, but not too showing off,
not
right?
Not too slutty.
Correct. Not too slutty. That's the right sentence.
Sexy and slutty is different.
How do you carry everything in all that's in yourself when you're born with no knowledge about that, with no action about that, with no practice about that? Impossible. So why this man who wealthily success, which is he invests a lot of things in himself, knowledge, right, skill,
Time, money,
resources. He also go gym, exercise, read a lot of book, seek for mentor, go for psychology doctor to solve his problem in the past. If he is a person that as well as a woman, he high value man, he take care of himself so well, why do he choose to be with someone like you?
Yes, correct.
Right? Ask yourself that question. Because for me today, I would say, yeah, I invest so much in myself that self is selfish. But I'm not going to settle for less. Why? Because I'd rather be alone than I'm staying with someone who I don't understand the value I have. So do I. I have to respect the value the person have as well. So if you want to be a high value woman, for me personally, I think learn how to say no and understand that you really want to be that. Because when you be that, you have to face with a lot of hate, okay? For example, I will give you a few examples when I'm starting face it. I don't go to cheap places if I dress too nice. Okay. It's just me. You can say that, wow, you're so princess. No, Denise, no. I can dress the day that gym gi, top, head to top. I go to side work. I'm okay with it. But on the day that I dress properly, I wouldn't expect myself to walk to
hawker center
and eat. Right? I don't get it. Why? If you already understand the knowledge and respect the piece of art that you're going to wear on your body, it have to be deserved in the nice place. Why you bring it to sweat and tear and then don't wear it at all? That's for me, right? And that's also I learned when they teach us about how to dress like a high value woman, right? I go to the class, they teach about that, and I will ask about that, like why you cannot dress nice to go to the other place. I say,
for what?
Because you need to understand the end of the day, you learn how to dress and you learn how to be high value woman. It's not for you anymore. Because if for you to be yourself, you don't have to change anything. Just be a slutty, dirty, piggy. It's true.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy. But as a moment you say, I choose to be high value woman, the question is, you choose to do that for who? Because you actually choose that because you need certain image for your work as well, right? Yes, you have your own confidence, but also the same, you carry that piece of you, walk around in the world to show people respect by show your knowledge through your action. Does that make sense? Yes.
Through your etiquette. It's like you wouldn't wear a bikini to the office.
Exactly. Like even, like just like people say, oh, I will be me or whatever. But the truth is still the truth. Let's go to Tinder or app dating. Everybody swept to a good-looking girl. They were never swept to the girl that looked like a slutty or
looks
dirty.
Like trash.
Exactly. So do the girl. You will swept the guy that good-looking, handsome, grooming.
Looks like he takes care of people.
Exactly. If the homeless guy put, you think of the homeless guy, he take photo and book the profile of dating, you will swept him. What a bullshit is that, right? So it's, let's be real to what you're going to try to be. For the place and location you have to belong. And the next thing, they teach you a lot of things, even how you drink the tea, that the lipstick don't touch the cup and all that. All that is for what? For people watching you.
Yes, because if you're just at home, you can put the lipstick all around.
Exactly. You can do whatever you want. So my point is, if you want to be high value woman, you have to learn to accept one thing, that you learn this because you need to go certain place
for certain image.
For certain image, that the place that they respect people with certain image, because they want shortcut to do work with each other. Full stop.
Okay. It's just like you go to a restaurant, sometimes they have a dress code.
Correct.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so for, and so it's like for all the, you know, sometimes we have women or men who say things like, why I cannot find somebody who is this, who is that, who is that. Then my question always is to the person, are you this and that and this and that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want a guy who is muscular, who earns a lot of money, who is kind,
who has everything,
who is smart, who has his own business.
Oh, wow. Have time for me as well.
You have 24 hours, right? If you want him to be a muscular, means he is taking care of his gym.
Yes.
Means at least 1 hour.
Yep.
Right?
Or no, 1 hour is at the shower.
Or at the very least, on this is so busy, half an hour at least, okay? So let's say 1 hour for gym. Then if you think he is smart, that means he reading news and articles and books, maybe 2 hours, okay? And then if you say he's successful in business, means he will spend at least 6 hours a day on his business, or maybe 8. And then now you also want him to have time for you.
Yeah.
It's just not possible, okay?
No.
So if let's say you want a man who is all this, that means you must ask yourself also, am I smart? Am I taking good care of myself? Am I going to gym? Am I successful in what I want to do? Maybe not career-wise or finance-wise, because a lot of people, when they think about success, right, it's still very tied up with money. Sometimes it's not money. It can be something else, like you are very emotionally stable, you have no drama. I think rich men like that,
lah, yeah,
because they have no time for it. So my question always is to the girls who come up to me and say, why I cannot find a guy who's like that? Then my question is, are you, number one, are you like this? Number, that's your own value, right? Number two, where are you hanging out?
Yeah.
Right. If you're hanging out at a place where all the low value people are, even if you get the highest value out of the low value people, it's not, maybe not as high value as you want.
Yeah.
Okay. We are not being judgmental here, but this is.
Oh no, it's fact.
It is
even for me, I would tell you that. Am I going to the place that is regular people go? Yes, I am a lot. But you know, when the thing also, like I say, boundaries just now, that the first and number one that I told you guys, if I go to the low value people place, so I go to a place that regular people go, because sometimes your friend will last minute, oh, let's go this blade drink, you want to try this, I will still go. But I'm not make friend with you, though. I'm not going to make friend with you. I will never go deep conversation with you. I will never go detail and a lot of things with you. Why? Because I'm so clearly know that at this place, impossible for me to pump into someone that high value, that it worth my time.
No, there's possibility 0.001.
Yes.
Because you are there also.
But you see, I dare for my friend, and I'm aware of the surrounding.
What I mean is maybe there's the 0.01% chance there's another guy who's there for his friend.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
0.01% chance, very low.
Yeah, maybe that's why I meet my boyfriend, right, baby?
It's very simple. If you go to a zoo, you will just find animals there.
Yeah.
If you go to a seafood restaurant, you will find only seafood there.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, it's the same. Like some women, they have learned how to dress and all that, but they still continue hanging out at a low value place. And it's fine. It's fine to go there because sometimes it's fun. Sometimes your friends ask you to go there, like what NCs, etc. But if you're looking for a partner, then don't go there.
Go wrong location, guys.
Yeah, if you go there, you're just going to find all the not so suitable for you. So
no, it's just if you just want for five boom boom and all that, then yeah.
But maybe you, even that's not so good because maybe they don't take care of themselves or what.
Everything look good when you're drinking now. I hold him up. Yeah,
because the place, there's a reason why places like that are very dark.
Yes.
So you cannot see clearly whether the person.
Yeah, you don't know what you pump into, you know. I maybe this kind of thing we need to bring out my boyfriend next time and the topic is more experience, maybe.
I also experience at a low value because sometimes I do go out with, because my sister and I, we stay at a part of Singapore that's not town.
Yeah.
So sometimes we go, it's a neighborhood bar, but we just go there so that we can talk and chit chat and, you know, drink and just relax a bit. And of course, places that are there usually is, it's not a high value place.
Yeah. Right?
It is where all the uncle and auntie is. So okay. I'm like, oh, I don't. Then, you know, because we are usually the only young ones there.
Yeah.
And by comparison, we look good. Right? Because everybody else there is old.
Oh, yeah.
Then the uncles will come and approach us. And
oh, my
be like,
God, uncle.
And then I'll be like, you can be right there, you know. I call my dad, you talk to him, I think it's easier. It's nothing wrong with it, but...
Yeah, you just have to aware where do you bring yourself to.
Yeah, so to be high value, it's not just... You need to work on yourself and also, like, the environment that you are in. But also talk about higher value. Of course, you get a lovely friend.
Another thing, preferably Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
maybe you should go to Middle Eastern restaurant to bump into a high value man. Maybe, right, baby? Oh my God, I'm dying. Somebody behind me is the ego will get pushed.
No, because it's very simple. You go to somewhere where it's expensive. There are people there will be people who have that spending power. Yes, of course. But of course, you get nice chicken rice there also. So you were going to say something. Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and
I. I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise and I. Bye.